OG.
What up?
OG.
What up, Roy? What up?
OG.
What's up with you, man?
Man, what's up, man? What's up, man?
You been out here running those streets, boy.
Man, what?
You been killing it.
No.
You been killing it.
Man, I've been trying, bro. Staying out the way, man.
They say no cash money, what? No cash money, who?
Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. Hey, man, a whole lot of big thugs.
Tell me this here, though. I got one question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What books did you read in prison?
Listen, man. Oh, what books did I read or what books I'm still reading?
You still reading them
books? What'd that say?
The Richest Man in Babylon.
What'd that say?
Think and Grow Rich.
What'd that say?
The 48 Laws. I know that one by heart. 48 Laws of Power. Hey,
man. And you know, man, my book, man. You know the auto thug I feel turf, man. Reading is fundamental, man. I learned that from you. And the crazy thing is, man, I was sneaking in your live, and I saw you, and you got the same philosophy. You tell people the same thing. That's why I know it's solid. And you told me, I was on the phone with you. I was in the feds. You say, man, listen, go get The Richest Man in Babylon, As a Man Think It, Think and Grow Rich. You told me get them three books for sure.
Yeah.
I went and got those books, and in Think and Grow Rich, it say where the determination is, the way to be found. That's what I got and stuck with me. In Richest Man of Babylon, it say 10% of what you earn is yours to keep. Them two things I kept with me. Man, I needed to get $50,000 while in the feds. I ain't know how I was going to come up with it, Rick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You told me to read them books, man, and I started applying the principles in them books. Man, like, stuff just started happening, man. I was able to not only get the money that I needed, but I also was able to get my freedom. You know what I'm saying? So what I learned from those books, it wasn't just about getting money. It's about living. You know what I'm saying? It's about life. The principles
enjoying
of life.
Enjoying it.
And I got out. And you know what I'm saying? And I still tell people what you told me. Read those books. Apply the principles. You feel me?
Wow. Wow. Y'all heard it. Hot boy Turk.
For real.
My man. I mean, that was the best gift that I felt that I could give you when you... I gave them same books to Boosie, too.
Yeah.
I tell everybody the same
thing. I don't know if they read them or not, but, man, it's a lot, man.
Boosie read them. You know, I can tell if you read them when I talked to you on the phone. You know, we used to talk on the phone often.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
So, you know, I knew you was reading the books.
Yeah.
And I saw when you got out how you started to apply yourself. You wasn't waiting around for nobody to come and rescue you. You hit the road and started doing your own thing.
Still hitting the road, bro. Like, one thing I learned, man. You don't expect nothing from no nigga. You'll never be disappointed, man. You know what I'm saying? And I would have hoped that things went, and I still hope that things can go. But at the same time, I'm not about to wait on no man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep on pushing my thing and doing what I do, man, for me and my family. And man, this is a blessing, man, to be home, man, and be. To have a mind that I have even in this pandemic. Like, I'm not fucked up. I'm not hurt. To be honest, this is a blessing to me. I was locked up. We was locked up. So we was able to think out of that.
Right.
This ain't nothing.
Like you said, you was in a cage and you was able to figure out how to get 50,000.
Man, how to get 50,000. And that's not a lot, but in the cage, that's a lot.
Ain't no question.
That's a lot.
Ain't no question.
You feel me? And it ain't took me no months. I'm talking about a couple of days applying the principles.
Yeah.
Getting them on that phone and bam, 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 and da, 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 you know? Bam, there it go. Escrow account.
Hey, you used to work that phone, too.
Man, come on, man.
Well, you said three ways going and everything.
Yeah, that's the determination had to flow through the phone.
Hey, ain't it illegal to make a three-way?
You're
like, man, I gotta get mine, man.
Yeah, you gotta have that phone, man. Like, one thing about it, dog, it take resources in that prison, bro. I talk to everybody but Kanye West, man, and Michael Jackson and Jay-Z, bro. You know, I met you in prison, you know what I'm saying, over the phone.
You did.
And, It was like our pipelining, bro. My pipeline was so strong, man. And everybody that played a part in my life when I was in there, man, I appreciate that, man. You know, now if I would have had those same type of movements out here, things would be faster. But I learned that God have his timing, you know what I'm saying? And I was going ahead. I had forgot about God a little bit. You can't leave God out, you know? So he had to allow certain people to get out of order, you know what I'm saying? For me to get myself back in line, you see what I'm saying? I had to go through a lot of humbling experiences, man, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, I'm back focused, man. And like I say, man, there's number of blessings on my life, my family life, you know what I'm saying? My wife, my kids, you know, I got everything back in order, man. You feel me?